The perfume of flowers hung in the air, almost overpowering in its sweetness. The scent mixed strangely with those of the maternity ward, creating another that was both appealing and repugnant. Even so, fresh arrangements arrived hourly, enthusiastic offerings sent to herald the birth of Philip St. Germain III's first child. The excitement was understandable. After all, this child would be heir to the family's wealth and social position. This child would be heir to the venerable St. Charles, a small luxury hotel built in 1908 by the first Philip St. Germain. For this child, nothing was too much. Hope gazed down at the newborn, nestled in the bassinet beside her bed. Despair and disappointment, so bitter they burned her tongue, roiled inside her. She had prayed for a boy. She had done the rosary. She had done penance. She had been so certain her prayers would be answered that she had refused to consider names for a girl. Her prayers had not been answered. She had been cursed instead. She had given birth to a daughter, not a son. Just as her mother and grandmother had. Just as every Piran woman had for as many generations back as she could recall. Hope drew a deep breath, bile rising like a poison inside her. She hadn't escaped the Piran legacy after all. She had managed to believe, to convince herself for a while, that she had. In the 8 years that had passed since she'd walked away from the house on River Road, she had brought each of her plans to fruition. She had left behind her mother and the stigma of being the whore's daughter. She had married Philip St. Germain III, a wealthy man, a man from an impeccable and prominent family. She was now one of New Orleans's premier matrons. But today, she saw that although she had left her past behind, she hadn't escaped it. The Piran curse had followed her. The baby girl was already a beauty, with light skin, vivid blue eyes and velvety dark hair. As with all the Piran women, this one would possess the ability to bewitch and enslave men. She, too, would have the great, ugly darkness inside her. The ugliness that would chain her to a life of sin and an afterlife of eternal damnation. Hope shuddered, for didn't she, too, have the darkness inside her? Didn't it sometimes burst free, despite how hard she fought to keep it locked away? Philip entered the room, his face wreathed in a beatific smile, his arms laden with a huge bouquet of pink roses. "My darling, she's beautiful. Perfect." The florist's paper crackled as he laid the bouquet on the bed. He bent and pressed a kiss to Hope's forehead, careful not to disturb his sleeping child. "I'm so proud of you." Hope turned her face away, afraid he would see her true feelings, afraid he would see the depth of her despair and revulsion. He sat on the edge of the bed. "What is it?" "Hope, darling." He turned her face to his. He searched her expression, his own concerned. "I know you wanted a son for me, but it doesn't matter. Our little one is the most perfect child ever born." Tears stung her eyes, and she blinked against them. Still, one slipped past her guard and rolled down her cheek.